Welcome to the August 8th, 2020 session of TeamSpeak for OpenHPSDR. My name is Dave, KV0S, and this week I've been working on some graphics programming, but not any radio, although I did explore using WhisperD with some other SDR radios, and it's an interesting little program. So that's about it for me. Next on the list, we have Greg ZL3IX, shown as mic muted. And then we have Henry PA0HJA, shown as recording in away. Then we have Mike AA8K, shown as recording and Mike muted, and we thank Mike for posting the TeamSpeak sessions to tsarchive.openhpsdr.org. Next, we have Phil, VK6PH. Go ahead, Phil.
Thanks, Dave. Morning, afternoon, evening all. Not a lot to report this week, mainly been playing around with antennas and vector network analyzer, so no real SDR work, unfortunately. That's the news from down under. Back to you, Dave.
Fine business. And next on the list, we have Bill, KD5TFD, shown as mic muted. So I don't... Oh, Bill is there. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, guys, running a little late. Just got in here. Nothing to report. Just enjoying the summer here in Texas.
Very good. And I imagine it's getting warmer down there. So next on the list, we have Bob, VE3GKM. Shown as recording and away. And that brings us to the end of the list, so we're open for general discussion.
Getting warmer. Does 103 count?
Well, everywhere except where Scotty is.
Yeah. Actually, I guess I think we're actually both under the same high-pressure dome, and it's a little closer to them than us right now.
He was talking about he was moving his house, and it was 110.
Yeah, it's, I could believe that. It is what it is, but I've come to enjoy summer down here.
Oh, sorry. He was not moving his house. He was moving his office.
I see.
I've got a question, if I may.
Go ahead, Greg.
I've just got myself a different laptop. I won't say a new laptop because it's not new, but it's much newer than the other one I had. So I installed PowerSDR on it because one of the reasons for getting a newer laptop is that I want to take my 23 centimeter rig and run portable. Question that's often occurred to me, but I've never asked before, is, well, when you install PowerSDR and open it for the first time, what's all this business of planning FFTs in the forward and reverse direction? Even on the newer laptop with the Core i5 processor, which is, I mean, it's not the latest technology, but it's no slouch. Even with that, it took 20 minutes to complete that process. What's it doing during that time?
Exercising your transistors. What it's doing is it goes through and tries all sorts of different approaches and cache settings isn't the right word, but configurations, I guess, for what will run fastest on your processor and RAM, I guess, is what it's doing. It just does a whole bunch of, you know, different variants and then knows what to pick for the best for the particular machine, is my understanding.
Right, thanks, Bill. Well, I suppose one could describe it as a kind of optimization process. I remember when I installed on the older laptop, it took 2 hours to do that process. Now, that laptop was only just capable of running PowerSDR anyway. When I ran it, my processor load was around 60-70%, so it was starting to struggle a little bit, but it took 2 hours to complete on that one.
That's funny. I don't remember I don't remember it taking that long, but maybe it did. But yeah, I think it's something built with, I think it's a program that comes with FFTW that we ran to go figure out what is, and it's a one-time thing. I mean, it saves the output and it just uses that going forward.
Yeah, Greg, I just put the link down there. If you go to fftw.org and then Google optimization, it explains what's going on.
Oh, right, I see it now. Thanks, Phil. I was on the other tab. I was on the default tab. Yeah, I see it now. Thanks.
But if it's cool and you need more heat out of your computer, that'll do it for you.
Certainly will.
Ah, now I get it. It's FFTW-Wisdom is what it is.
Yeah, I'm looking at Phil's link now, and I see a whole load of other links, but nowhere in this particular one does it explain what it's doing when it's doing the optimization process, I don't think. Anyway, I'm not going to plow through all that lot. I don't have time to read through that. Anyway, I sort of get the idea. Thanks so much, Bill.
Yeah, I posted the link to, straight to the Wisdom, which I believe is what it's running.
I actually used FFTW Sharp, which is the C-sharp wrapper for it, and you can actually turn the Wisdom off, and I didn't find it particularly made much difference, to be honest.
The C-sharp version of FFTW, is that actually written in C-sharp? God, I hope not.
No, it's a wrapper, Bill.
Okay. The wisdom of taking nice native code and turning it into interpreted code sort of offends me.
I actually used Kathy's C-sharp written FFT for a long time, and it was actually pretty good. It the only time it died was if you ran in debug mode, you had to really, you could run it, I don't know, 96K, I guess, down there. But otherwise, yeah, it was fine.
Perhaps one good option for PowerSDR would be to leave it up to the user to decide whether he wants to do that or not, to run those learning algorithms or not.
I think John does it with Lin HPSDR and Pi HPSDR, and I think all the Doug's code uses as well. I think it's a legacy back to Flex.
I don't remember back 12 years or so ago when I first joined this project. I don't remember the really older versions of PowerSDR doing that.
Well, FFTW is code from the 90s, I believe. It was used in academia for fitting fast Fourier transforms.
Right.
I know fast Fourier transforms go back at least to the mid-80s. Because I ended up taking one that was in Turbo Pascal and cutting bits of it over to 8087 assembler, much to the annoyance of the professor, until the professor saw how much faster it was.
Anyway, that's it for me. I'm going to move over to my new project. I'm jumping on the bandwagon of the small transmitting loops.
Have a good weekend.
Cheers, everyone. 73.
73.
Greg, I built quite a few years ago, I had a K2, which I used to use portable, and I had a transmitting loop which was tuned with a butterfly capacitor. And I made an interface to the K2, as when you change the frequency, you got the frequency out from the serial port and put that through a PIC microprocessor, which as you tune the rig, it automatically tuned the stepper motor. And it worked really, really well. I think I actually published it in one of the Australian magazines, but I'm sure there's a much easier way today than do it with a PIC, but it worked very, very well indeed.
Yeah, there are lots and lots of those designs that have been published, Phil. I'm going to, well, not exactly reinvent the wheel, but I'm going to do my own. I'll also be using a pick. I'll be using Microchip 1. I've got the IDE for those. And I guess yours would have been completely open loop. It would you would need to learn what position of the cap was required for each frequency. Mine will be partly open loop, but partly closed loop. I'm just going to put in a phase detector there as well. Those things are so high Q that you really only need to know if it's inductive or capacitive to know which way you need to go.
Yeah, now, okay, just rolling back, the biggest problem I had was finding, was it when you first powered up, I drove the stepper motor to a home position, and I had a optocoupler, and there was an arm on the shaft which, you know, went through the optocoupler to turn it off, and the stepper motor, you know, as it steps, was a bit of a vibration, and occasionally you'd find that the optocoupler was out, the actual zero home point was out by a couple of steps. That was the biggest problem I had. The way I did it was to you go to a frequency, you then press a button and it automatically tune itself to minimize the SWR, and then it would store that setting for that particular frequency in the flash memory. So once you calibrated it for all the frequencies you wanted to work on, or within a few kilohertz of the frequency you worked on, it was fully automatic.
Presumably you had to go either side of the correct tuning point to see that the SWR was higher on both sides, because the SWR function is what I would describe as an even function. It's not an odd function, is it?
No, I use the phase detector.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that as well, but just to get the gross tuning, and then I'll just fine-tune it using single steps and looking at the SWR meter.
Okay. No, it worked. It worked very well. But and reading the frequency from the K2 of the serial port worked. That was very, very reliable. So the only problem I had was finding a home. And I think if I did it again, I keep the thing closed loop and put an angle decoder on the shaft of the stepper motor.
Yeah, I'm going to do something similar. I'm going to use a multi-turn pot, which I also drive off the same shaft, and that should give a reasonably good absolute indication of where you are.
Yeah, okay. Well, it sounds like an interesting project. What I ended up doing was having two loops. One was for transmit, and the other one was for was a wideband receive loop, so that, you know, when you were tuning all over the place, you weren't continually using the stepper motor, and only if you wanted to go and transmit would you use the other loop.
Yeah, sounds good. Anyway, cheers for now.
Cheers, Greg.
Say, Bill, I found a paper, and the guy who wrote it did his initial testing on a Sun HPC 5000 under SunOS 5.5.1.
So how far back is that?
It's 98, I believe.
Oh, that's spring chicken.